Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today is September 3rd, 2013. I'm your host, The Night Rider. Tonight's topic, Fast Food Workers Unite. Throw off your aprons and strike for an honest-to-goodness living wage. Well, let's get right to it, shall we? It's been a long time coming, but this week may see the rebirth of the union movement in this country, coming as it will from the fast food industry and Walmart workers. There are now currently 58 cities where fast food workers are on strike. Walmart saw the first such union movement for better living wages earlier this summer, and that continues. The word is that September the 5th, that's this Thursday, will kick off a national effort to bring the collective bargaining power of low-wage workers in this nation to the forefront in the general news cycle. Let's just hold our collective breaths. Unions are what made the middle class, and hopefully the renewal of the union movement can shore up an all-too-obvious, devastated middle class. The GI Bill and the union movement really made this country's middle class, and any claims to the contrary are pure bunk. The computer age, in effect, has atomized us as a society to such an extent that contemplating collaborative efforts, i.e. unions, for so long has been pushed to the far reaches or given very short shrift. Well, guess what? We are still a human collective with all of the same human impulses that has worked its will down through the ages. The recent nascent unionizing efforts will, hopefully, jumpstart this nation into better, I mean more humane, times ahead where individuals will reclaim their real freedom, economic rights, and economic self-determination. Well, that's it for another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. You can check out the rest of my internet radio episodes by visiting my Rough Riders Radio website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Rough Riders. That ends with a Z. Thank you for listening tonight. Stay well. Keep it lit. And now, we're signing off.